All right, and we can tell you that it's a Pizza Hut Friday for this last day of our March Hope and Hoops. Each time we shoot today, including before 7, a free large pizza for the Chippewa Falls location on the line. And the grand prize at the end of the day, a second drawing from JP. He's making his grand return since last Saturday for the first time. Pizza for a year, a large pizza every month. So keep that in mind as you consider your pledge for this final day of our March Hope and Hoops. Eric Johnson from Bethesda Lutheran in Eau Claire slated to be our guest shooter if he can make it in the rain and the fog. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
We are bracing for 6 to 9 inches of snow, and you're not going to want to drive tonight, but especially after midnight. So I'll tell you what. Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'm listening to the raindrops now and thinking, okay, now this is going to switch over to snow. Mm-hmm. It's what, April tomorrow? Is it April today, April tomorrow? And I think, my goodness, is this really necessary at this time of the year? But I mean, it's the way of Wisconsin is that, you know, we'll have 60 degree days and then we'll get 6 inches of snow.
Yep, it's happened in May a couple of different times before, and I guess we're all going to be the recipients of nature's April Fool's joke to start the new month, right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And remember at the beginning of March, and I didn't have time to go dig up the audio, but you had talked about in like a lion, out like a lamb, and I'm like, nah, it's kind of in reverse this year, isn't it?
It sure is. Mm-hmm. I think it's the lion just keeps roaring this year, and... you know, you always reach the, I don't know if you have a snowblower, but as a snowblower owner, it's like, okay, is it time to put it away into the shed? And haven't done so yet, but, you always hope that we're finally done. And,
you know, we do have, we got a snowblower in recent years from my in-laws, but being that I work morning radio, my wife overwhelmingly is exclusively has been the one to operate it. So God bless her for that. Here's the deal. Yeah. She, like your wife, is traveling to the city, so we'll be left behind. So, anyhow.
We'll be stuck here to deal with the snow. I mean, they'll probably have their own to deal with.
But. Yeah. She was checking the forecast because of the travel purposes last night. So,
right.
I hate to be that guy, but... You really missed it, the Wren Collective concert last night. They are top notch.
I'm really glad to hear that. I was even thinking about them last night, and Peggy had posted a picture getting ready for the concert, and I thought I bet they're going to be really pretty good.
And, no, they're so good.
It was better than what I did. So
my daughter Grace was with us. So Grace and Peggy and I, and Grace remembered. That they were at the State Theater 8 years ago, I guess, and was impacted by that. And so they were also at, One Fest back in 2021 and outstanding. And so I think the Friday night headliner. And so anyhow, just if you ever get a chance again, I'm going to make sure you go. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, we've got James, by the way, I've been in touch with our friend Ed about breakfast. I'm going to let Ed know. I'm like, I'm going to pass on breakfast tomorrow, Ed. I mean, come on. Yeah. 6 to 9 inches of snow. It's just not going to, there's going to be a lot of work to do in the driveway.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
We got James 1, 19 through 21 heading us into the weekend.
It says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls.
Boy, Jason, before I even read what you say in the letters to the beloved, how timely is that? Our culture is just chock full of anger right now, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, and it seems to be coming from all segments of society.
Yeah. All right, here's what you say, expanding on those three verses. And again, my best advice to any guy getting married is James 1:19. Always, always, always be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. You will not ever completely fulfill that, but I mean, it's just the best advice I could give you. And here's what you say, as you relate to others, do not rush to make your next point, nor hurry to show them how they're wrong. Be silent and listen, and only after you've heard them should you speak life-giving words as my spirit moves you. Great advice. When your goal is to win an argument, you fail to love. which does not reflect my righteousness. Instead, mind your flesh. Root out the coarse, C-O-A-R-S-E, coarse, rude manner that makes you want to be correct, and instead live with humble, other-centeredness. I get the sense, Jason, you're talking to yourself here. I have written my word on your heart. My spirit lives in you and through you. Be careful of relying upon well-crafted arguments. I alone can save your soul. Final thought.
Man, you know, I spent a lot of time really liking to win arguments, and I think I'm pretty good at it. And recognizing that that is not, it doesn't come across as loving. It ends up alienating me from other people and them from me. And I think we're really called back to love, back to listening, back to humility.
Some of that with the arguments got me thinking about Jerry Spence was one of the many attorneys on the O.J. Simpson legal team. I'm looking at a book here, the cover, How to Win, How to Argue and Win Every Time. But it seems to me, if memory serves, one of his chapters was on a marital argument, the argument you can never win, that even by winning, you lose. And so that was great advice, I thought.
I mean, we have to honor the other person. And
yeah.
That can be hard to do.
Great stuff. So. Jason, thank you. We'll miss you for tomorrow, but talk to you Monday.
That's good.
All right. Eric Johnson from Bethesda Lutheran in Eau Claire. We told you he was going to come in. You made it in the rain.
I did. Not bad at all. Good morning, Mark and listeners.
Good morning.
To be here.
Good morning. Yeah, great to have you here this morning. So we worked this out, right? You were out of town on Tuesday, so that didn't work. And wires got crossed, whatever, but thanks for coming in, being a good sport, and saving me from shooting on the final day.
I don't know. You'd probably do better than me, but hey, it's good to be here, and especially on the last day of Hopes and Hoops.
Eric, we got a lot of talking in there, man. That's a lot, but here you are sitting. How wet are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Okay. All right.
I'm still trying to figure out what no backup means in the day there, no backup day.
And I don't know. You know, when you run through the special events, you just learn to not ask questions. Just keep trucking along. Yeah, and World Backup Day is what it is. So we'll have to look that up today. But so you were at, what, the swimming and diving championships with your daughter in the cities? How was that?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was the NCAA Men's Swim and Dive Championships. We were able to get a couple tickets, and I think we're the only non-parents there. It was it was a lot of fun. We just, you know, sit in some seats and you know, people would sit next to us and they ask the question, hey, do you have a son swimming or diving? And I'd be, no, we're just here to take it in.
Yeah,
and
right. Then, just fans.
They would recruit us to cheer for their son.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. Met some coaches and swimmers and a lot of future Olympic athletes in that group.
Now, as a youth pastor, I'm sure you've had your share of pizza, and pizza works. And it's Pizza Hut Day today because we're going to have a drawing from among our early morning pledgers, and we've got, man, about a half a dozen or so at 396-1670 for Wib Incorporated here, winding down March Hope and Hoops. But yeah, somebody's going to get a free large pizza from the Pizza Hut in Chippewa Falls this morning before 7. And then also is everybody's name goes into the hopper for a grand prize drawing. How about pizza for a year later today before 5, drawn for that?
Not a bad deal, right? Mm-hmm.
Once what kind would you get if you could get one pizza from Pizza Hut?
The more the meat, the barrier.
The more the meat. Yeah, the meat special, right? Yeah, there you go. So tell us about the youth work there at Bethesda in Eau Claire.
Yeah, we're trucking along. I work with middle school, high school, and college at Bethesda. With a lot of growth in the college ministry this year.
Nice.
Different aspects. But I think it's, you know, as I look at this year, I think we fully recovered from COVID and not, you know, from a physical sense, but a spiritual sense, and kids just returning in full force. So that's been a lot of fun.
Good. Glad to hear that. Well, I was saying you belong in the Youth Pastor Hall of Fame. So I don't know if you dispute me on that or not. But anyhow, you've been doing it for a while in various hats, and you did young life work, and I appreciate your approach. And so the youth all the way up to college. So,
yeah. You know, I think for the Hall of Fame, you have to be retired, right? So are you trying to say something,
Mark? No. Sometimes coaches can get in. Sometimes coaches can get in, even when they're still coaching. All right, 35 degrees. My son Michael's part of Eric's youth group at Bethesda, too. WWIB, here's Mike Donahue. Johnny Diaz, Use Me Too on WWIB, is one of the latest artists announced for One Fest, and looking forward to seeing Johnny and so many great songs from him. And we were talking about that yesterday with Troy from One Fest, and He's using Eric Johnson this morning. He's using him, obviously, in his youth ministry work at Bethesda, from, what, middle schoolers on up to college, but also this morning as our guest shooter. How's those warm-ups going?
50-50, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, it's challenging, isn't it? It's, he's proposing, you're proposing maybe Dunk Friday?
Dunk Friday, yeah, huh?
Yeah, there we go.
I think that would work.
Yeah, so anyhow, we're getting some pledges, though. Let's check the listener line at 715-396-1670. Sherry in Bloomer's been so generous throughout the month. She was at the concert last night, and she's saying a $5 flat pledge, so she's taking the pressure off. There you go.
All right.
Melissa in New Auburn has been generous as well, pledging $5 for each shot made, so she's putting a little of the pressure on. And Cody says a $2 flat pledge. So they're all in for a chance to win that large Pizza Hut pizza, which we'll draw for this morning before 7 on WWIB using the random number generator. And then also everybody's name for the whole day goes into the drawing for pizza for a year. I mean, you gotta, how cool would it be to win a free pizza every month of the year?
Not a bad deal at all.
Pizza Hut in on that, 396-1670, WWIB, still time to get in. All right. We'll give Eric his final chances to warm up here. But you do have some special plans for the youth attendees, kind of doing something a little different this summer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so each summer we do a spiritual formation trip for high school students. And this year we're taking them canoeing for a couple of days, one night of camping. And then we're headed north to Two Harbors. We're going to spend three more nights and really talking about community. What does Christian community look like for a high school student?
Huge subject, right? High school and beyond for all of us. Have you done this before or first timer or what?
First time, yeah. I love variety. I love change. I think that brings spiritual growth to our life. So just created something new this year to challenge us in new ways, maybe physically a little bit even.
I think you like adventure too.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Right, very good. All right, let's run you through at 6:51 here at WWIB. We have heard from the Stutzmans, $5 per made basket. Julia, flat $25 pledge. Thank you. Gary in Bloomer with a flat $5 pledge. Also hearing from Sherry in Bloomer this morning with the $5 per make. We have also heard, as we told you earlier this morning, from Annette in Mondovi, Eric, saying $10 per made basket. Again, we have also heard from Melissa in New Auburn with a $5 per made shot, Cody, the $2 flat pledge, and Linda in Chippewa Falls, the latest to step up and say she'll do $5 for each made basket. So how you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I think we could get one or two more callers in by the time I get to half court there to start shooting.
All right, yeah, there we go. We always do this, and Caleb does a great job of underscoring, even while you're shooting, get in, because we haven't done the drawing yet, so sneak it in, 715-396-1670. 396-1670. All right, Eric, I think you like the underhanded approach was what we saw.
We're going to give it a shot. Let's
all right,
do this.
The underhanded, two-handed approach, and that's worked for people this week. Ben Polzine, 5 for 5. Well, we don't have to mention everybody's prowess.
All right. He's done the work.
All right. Yeah. Again, various places you can see. Eric standing back about as far back as he can go. All right. Yeah, there we go. All right. He's going to step up. The first one, backboard, underhand, 1 for 1. The next one, there it goes. Off the backboard, he's 2 for 2. I like the two-handed approach. There we go. There we go. 3 out of 3. Backboard underhand. 2 more to go. Ah, a little bit off. A little bit to the left. 3 out of 4. 1 more to go. Backboard off. Yeah. He did the first 3 to perfection. And we were talking beforehand, if you go 3 for 5, you can feel pretty good about yourself. And he's going to come and sit down and talk with us. It's the post-shoot interview. Eric? Talk me through it. Walk me through it.
I love the first 3.
Yeah.
You know, then the pressure gets to you, right? It's like, man, I got to keep up with Ben. I don't know.
Ben from, he's just really, you know, dialed in, really focused, you know. So, hey, great job. Thank you so much for coming in. You and I have a lunch scheduled Tuesday, my treat, because you've been such a good sport to come in. So thank you.
Looking forward to it. I appreciate it, Mark, and the ministry of WWIB.
Yeah, and thank you for all you're doing with the youth. A drum roll for that large pizza from Pizza Hut, and it goes to the Stutzmans in Ladysmith. Congratulations. What a great night at the Pablo Center last night as the Northern Irish Christian Folk Rock Worship Band Wren Collective from Bangor, Northern Ireland. Boy, they rocked the Pablos last night, Caleb.
And just a beautiful venue and just so full with lots of people coming together to praise. And man, I think you played Undignified, I saw earlier, and that was one of my favorite moments, too, is again, I love the sound of Irish music as well. I love getting some mandolin and some fiddle, some violin up there as well, too. Just having people bouncing up and down when the silver confetti came out, too, at the end of that song. It was just a lot of fun, too, to say, hey, I'm gonna dance as David danced before the Lord, not for the people around me, what they might think about me, but just saying it's before the Lord. I'm going to dance and I'm going to sing and I'm going to praise.
Wisconsin, we're known for our jump around between the third and fourth quarters at Camp Randall, but this is a Christian rock concert going on right here in Eau Claire, and it was awesome.
It really was, and again, Wren Collective played for about an hour and a half. Sean Curran started us off. We had a great presentation from World Vision doing some amazing, amazing work all throughout the world, but they were kind of focusing on Honduras. But then Wren Collective just hearing their heart and their passion for Christ and that they're unashamed. I mean, one of the things that really stood out to me, and it's something, if you've seen Wren Collective before, when Gareth kind of comes out maybe about the 2/3 point of the show and does a gospel presentation, says, if this is what we're about, why wouldn't we give you an opportunity to respond to what you're hearing about tonight?
And I think he was, in the end, he gave people a chance to respond. He led through a prayer, and if you responded, give us your cell phone flashlight, and he said some 30 people did, and so that was just a great addition to the program for sure.
It really was, and just fantastic to be able to hear so many of their songs from days of old as they've been touring, I think they said about 13 years now, too, but also mixed in with the new songs from their Whosoever project as well, too. It's just a great blend of old and new and energy throughout.
And I think just leaving a deep mark, my daughter Grace is 19, but she was remembering them at the State Theater 8 years ago. And people maybe more recently remembering them at One Fest in Chippewa Falls, but these guys making a difference. Their latest project, Whosoever, standing out from John 3:16, and Wren Collective. So good last night in Eau Claire.
Absolutely loved it. We'd love to see your pictures if you have some. And again, I know our friend Troy is going to share some with us. We've already posted some from the Wren Collective Tour page on our WWIB Facebook page as well. Well, okay, so the forecast is not super exciting, not something we want to be really pumped about probably, but hopefully this is, because this is the very first day of Free Fuel Fridays. And guess what we're doing? We're bringing this back. We are paying back what someone paid at the pump right here, right now. We're doing this courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealer. So our first winner for 2023 with a fuel receipt tallying $37.15 that we're going to pay back. Our next winner is Susan Houston from New Auburn.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
You better believe it is, sound effect guy. Yes, it's Free Fuel Fridays. Congratulations, Susan from New Auburn. We'll be mailing you a check for $37.15, paying off that gas receipt thanks to Mark Ward. And friends, you could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We are paying off those painful fuel receipts every Friday, including more today, through April 21st. What do you do? Submit a selfie at the gas pump or with your latest gas receipt for a chance to win back what you paid. Also, at the end of this contest, we're giving somebody $500 in gas. Enter now at wwib.com/freefuel, wib.com/freefuel. Friends, it's 7:51 on a Friday morning here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Caleb and Havo with you. And as a public service, every Friday, we like to do this. We like to help you stay informed. And so we aggregate all these various sources of information, news, sports, politics, pop culture, and then we inform you. But you know what? We keep it tight because we respect your time. We call it headlines. And here we go.
Research on strokes, heart attacks, and diabetes concludes that we're still eating far too much processed meat and red meat.
This news couldn't come at a worse time for Wendy's brand new bacon hot dog cheeseburger bacon burger.
Ouch.
Easter is now just over a week away.
Then we can put up Mother's Day inflatable lawn decorations.
Won't she love that?
A survey by the National Sleep Foundation finds most Americans don't get enough sleep.
Unless they watch The View. Scientists say that salt doesn't make you thirsty, it makes you hungry.
That explains why I always need some pretzels to go with my pretzels.
Enlightened.
Now, this is interesting. $60 million worth of pennies are lost every year.
$60 million? Oh, well, no sense in dwelling on it.
I get what you did there.
A survey finds that 80% of us think we're good spellers.
But if you've ever been on Facebook, you know the reality is more like 10%.
True.
And finally, an art project using 650,000 Lego blocks will be unveiled in London next month.
The hors d'oeuvres will be fruit roll-ups, and security guards will be armed with Nerf guns.
I want to go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. What do you think about paying off somebody's gas bill? Could we do that again? Well, let's do it right here, right now. Free Fuel Fridays, the first of four with our friends from Marquardt Motors. This is courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. Let's pay back what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt, with a fuel receipt tallying $53.15. Our next Free Fuel Fridays winner is Denise Thompson from Sheldon. Denise,
you just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Congratulations, Denise from Sheldon. We'll be mailing you that check for $53.15, paying back what you paid at the pump, thanks to Marquardt. And friends, you could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We're paying off those painful gas receipts every Friday, starting today through April 21st. All you have to do, submit a selfie at the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipt for a chance to win back what you paid, just like Denise did right now. Also, at the end of this, we're giving one of you $500 in gas. Enter now at WWIB.com/freefuel, WIB.com/freefuel. Well, we welcome in state championship winning head coach Don Cooper of Chippewa Falls McDonald Central High School. The Lady Macs just winning their first ever state championship in program history. And coach, that was a joy to see and great to have you in studio. And you have a guest with you this morning as well, too, who's going to be stepping up to the line for our Hope and Hoops.
Yes, we got Tony Cooper.
And Tony is, go ahead.
And Tony is the youngest of the seven Coopers. And so Emily was the sister that played on the state championship team. And Tony's the baby.
And Tony is 6 years old. And Tony, do you want to say hi to anyone? Do you want to say hi to those sisters and brothers or to mom and dad or anybody?
Hi, mom and dad.
There you go. Good job. Stepping right up to the mic just like he steps up to the line. And I've been watching a little bit while Tony's been warming up. He's got good form, good arc on that shot. And, yeah, kind of reminds me of a certain older sister who set a school record for made three-pointers this year.
Yes, he's got great form. And, again, it was great to see. Emily just got some honors again today. She was an all-state player with high honors. And same with Aubrey Dorn. And then Marley Hughes was honorable mention.
And just, again, it was a special group, a special year. And I know, Coach, again, your philosophy, it goes beyond just the basketball court. Again, you've worked with the boys program before at the JV level, and now the girls program at the varsity level, too. And raising them to be, while they're in your care as a coach, women of character. And we see that all the time, not just how they play, but how they are in the community and in school as well.
Yes. Well, thank you, Caleb. It's just great to see, because that's the main thing, is having these girls grow up and have great character.
It was, again, just a lot of fun being along for the ride. Tony, one more question for you. So five shots. You've seen that little Tykes hoop. We've got about 10 minutes before you shoot. How many of those five do you think you're going to make, Tony? How many of those five? What do you think? How many out of five shots are you going to make today?
Five
out of five, he says, in case you couldn't hear. There you go, because he's got the confidence. He's a shooter. I can tell he's got his McDonald Max T-shirt on as well. Coach, we'll let him warm up a little bit, but we sure appreciate you guys being in here and helping benefit that nonprofit ministry of WIB Incorporated today.
Well, thank you, Caleb. Thank you for the great coverage all year. You were just outstanding.
Again, folks, if you'd like to pledge for this final day of Hope in Hoops, 715-396-1670 or WWIB.com/hope. Six-year-old Tony, our finale shooter. And again, we're giving away a free large pizza from Pizza Hut to one of our pledges before 8:45. Someone at the end of the day is going to win a year's worth of pizza from Pizza Hut, locations all over the listening area and even beyond. And that is one large pizza per month for 12 months. So your pledges benefit 20 programs here in WWIB Radio that are unable to pay for airtime. time. And so you sponsor them, you support them, and we're so grateful for that. We're grateful for Tony coming in to shoot as well. We're ready to rock and roll for Hope and Hoops head coach Don Cooper of Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Max Basketball joins us. His six-year-old grandson, Tony Cooper, is going to be our guest shooter. And coach, he looks ready to go.
Yes, looks all ready.
All right, we're making the substitution. We're sending him into the game. And Tony, step to the line. Now, again, I'll probably be calling your games in a few years here, but let's see how you do for the first time. Got the orange ball on the way, just off the front of the rim. All right, get it locked in here. Second shot for Tony. Off the back rim and in. He is 1 for 2, young Tony Cooper. There we go. Nice arc just off the side of the rim. 1 out of 3. Fourth shot here. There you go. Good arc on that one. Just a little bit too strong. Going for the last one here. Tony's got it eyed in. Looking like a free throw here. There we go. On the way. Perfect switch. Way to finish it off, Tony Cooper. And I love that. We'll get a little post-game reaction here. And this is the thing. Grandpa Cooper here, what I saw in that last one is he dialed it in. He's turning it around in his hands a little bit, just like he's preparing for a free throw, too. And that one was absolutely perfect swish.
Well, he's so used to playing horse and pig with his brothers and sisters. So when it came down to the line that he'd have to be out, he focused in.
There you go. And we'll see if we can get Tony over here. Great job, Tony. You shot 40%. And again, on this rim, that isn't very kind. It's not a very kind rim. Shooting 40%, I mean, that's about what your sister shot from three this year. That was pretty impressive. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Tony Cooper, 6 years old. And yeah, that shooting form is fantastic. And he shot from about as far back as you can, folks. And he shot, you know, actual jumpers too, trying to make it difficult. And he hit 2 out of 5. Great job. Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage. And thank you for allowing us to come in.
Thank you, everybody who pledged. We'll see who wins that free pizza from Pizza Hut. And also, we're giving away a year of pizza to one of our pledgers this morning as well.
Well, we put together the best of the week. It takes a while. There were a lot of highlights. Here we go. I don't know what to say. I'm flabbergasted like I was. I mean, this is unbelievable. Crowder in a runaway over the Newsboys.
Yeah, I mean, and again, this really wasn't close. Almost from the word go, Crowder fans came out in force, and Crowder is in the championship on Wednesday at 7:15.
The Texas Rangers recently unveiled, get this now, not a 1 foot, not an 18-inch, but a 2 foot long, not hot dog, but burger that's topped with what?
Onion rings and chili. They're calling it the Boomstick Burger. That might be what it does in your stomach after you eat it. But a 2 foot long burger? That's awesome.
That's got to be a group eating experience. Caleb, the prize is fantastic. 2 tickets to Ren Collective. What is the question?
Do people who participate in this hobby spend close to $500 annually on it? People who participate in this hobby spend about $500 a year on it. What hobby? Incorrect answers so far. It's not gaming, pickleball, hunting, quilting, board games, golfing, biking, crocheting, hockey, disc golf, brewing, jewelry making, hiking, fishing, or bowling.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football? You are absolutely correct. I do not understand how. But apparently people spend a ton of money. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We're sending you to Rent Collective on Thursday.
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry from Bloomer.
Of course it is.
How did she do it?
A lot of support here for Ben Pulzine from Down to Earth Garden Center on this Down to Earth Monday, Caleb.
Yes, Andy, Ben's wonderful mother as well, matching the pledge of $100 per make and $25 per miss from Steve and Brenda from Cannot. And then Steve said, you know what? I've got to make this even more difficult on my son-in-law and add some more pressure. So doing $25 per make for all the grandkids as well.
One-handed underhand, backboard is good. Number two, underhand, it's off the backboard and good. 2 for 2. Banks 3 for 3. 2 more to go. Underhand toss, backboard 4 for 4. The last one, backboard 5 for 5.
5 for 5. How is dinner going to be with the in-laws now, too, where you just soaked your father-in-law for a great cause for everything that possibly could have been pledged?
I got to hold up to that pressure. So, I mean, I got to make him pay up.
Hey, guys, this is Keith Mullen. My song that I chosen was from, well, my group, first off, was Mercy Me. And my song I chose for a couple of reasons. I loved the song right from the time I heard it. And then when I heard Bart's story about it, that it made me love it even more. When my dad died back in 2014, it made me think of him and what it was like for him as he got to heaven, but it took on even more meaning in November of 21 when Vicky went home. And my song that I've chosen for my fifth and final song is I Can Only Imagine. Thanks, guys.
Well, the Miami Marlins, what did they show this week?
Well, they said, hey, we see your 2 feet and we're going to add an extra 10 inches to it. The Miami Marlins showed this week they'll be offering a 34-inch Cubano Gigante.
Wow.
Gigante.
A huge
It's a really big sandwich.
That features sliced ham,
roasted pork,
Swiss cheese,
pickles,
mustard,
and secret sauce as well. That sounds delicious.
You got to have the secret sauce. All right. Well, again, CCM Song Tournament. It was a great battle, a lot of fun for the second straight year during the month of March during our Hope and Hoops. And the winner is... Crowder.
Congratulations, Crowder. Wow.
And one last thing you didn't know yesterday, the world's longest place name is 85 letters long. It's a hill in New Zealand. And Caleb, are you ready to try to pronounce it?
Yeah, so I just started Googling hill in New Zealand before I'd even finished typing. It came up with this name. It's 85 letters. All right, let's try this. Tama Tawata Kanga Haya Hanga Kawa Auta Auta Matapia Pokua Kai Wenau Ka Tatanatahu. That's where I'm going on vacation.
Wow.
I'm going to get a bumper sticker that says, I went there.
Caleb, you saying that was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Wow.
And that's less letters than
this
place.
It is. Oh, some fun on the Wib Wake Up Show here at WWIB. You did awesome on that word.
I don't know that I'm going to try it again.